Jason, what are the five misconceptions estate agents have about property auctions? Talk to me.
Yeah,
give me the first one.
The first one is probably that it's too expensive. What we do with ours, we have a reservation fee. We charge the buyer a reservation fee in order to purchase the property. But what that does, that allows a client to sell for 0%. So the client's not selling for a fee whatsoever. We charge 4% of the purchase price, or 3.5% if it's in within the M25. And that's perceived as quite a lot of money, really. But if you look at it from the point of view of majority of, standard auction houses, they would usually charge a fee to go into the auction. They would usually charge the seller to pay for an auction price. They'll also charge the buyer a fee as well. But ultimately, they will also charge fees in the special conditions as well. We're very, very transparent with our fees, and we charge them to the buyer, so they constantly know where it is. So in reality, with a standard auction house, it's anything from 5 to 10%.
Wow.
So it's just because the figure appears high at the front, because we all know in agency at the moment fees are, you know, very difficult out there. There is there's much a fee war.
Yeah, but if the
really
buyer wants the house,
yeah,
you know, they have to factor that into their bid, won't
absolutely
they?
Absolutely, it's filtering it in, and what it does, it's align that sale so the buyer is buying from the seller and the seller is selling to the buyer, so somebody can't come in afterwards and say, look, I want to buy this, I want to purchase this, and go down that route. And if you take it from the point of view of sealed bids as a really, really good example, this is where the transparency of selling this way is fantastic. For example, if a property is on £100,000, somebody comes in and bids £100,000, somebody else bids £101,000, somebody really wants it, they could come in and offer £110,000. Usually, the seller would always take the higher amount, because ultimately it's the more money for them. But reality says, well, why couldn't Mr. 100 or Mr. 101 come back and offer? They may have come back and go 111, but they never get that chance. But more importantly for the buyer as well, theoretically, he's paid £8,000 too much for that property, because he could have bought it at £102,000. What that does with sealed bids is sometimes it opens the door up to fall throughs because of down valuations, which is really, really stringent in our area at the moment.
What's the second?
Second one, I suppose, would be it's too complicated. Auctions is probably the simplest way of selling throughout, agency itself, really, because we always say in our world it's the second oldest industry in the world. Yeah. And it used to help to pay for the first oldest industry in the world. And it really is really straightforward and simple, because a client generally knows what they want for their property. And with agency, let's keep it really simple and use the 100,000 property. The client wants £100,000 for their property, and an estate agent will generally put it on the market at 115, 120 to come down to that amount. Anything above 100, happy days, and they'll sell that property. In auctions, all we do is flip it around the other way. We find out what the client wants, £100,000, and then we will guide it below that in order to generate that interest. So we'd started at £90,000 to go up to it. So instead of going down to the price, we go up to it. So it generates that interest, it generates the want, the need and desire for it. Because if two are on the market on the same street, one's on at 90 and one comes on at 115, 120, which one's going to get the interest? So click-through rates are going to go, you're going to get that interest, the phones are going to ring, and that's how it all goes through.
What's the third?
The third one, I suppose, is only for rundown properties.
It isn't.
No, I mean, it really is a case of, if you had something really special, you mentioned earlier on that you deal a lot of antiques and everything like that. And if we go back to one of my favourite programmes, Only Fools and Horses.
Yes.
We can all remember the famous episode with the watch. Where did they take that? And why did they take it to the auction?
To get the best price.
Absolutely. It is simple. It's straightforward.
Yes.
It gets it out there. It gets those people that want it and those people that need it. Because it's not just about selling it quickly and cheaply. Because if you're a valuer going out there, And your competition, you may have five valuations on a property. You know you can sell that house because good estate agents know their stock, they know their client base, they know what they're looking for, and they know they can turn those properties around. So there is nothing better if you turn around to a client and say, because your house is so special, what we would look at doing is put it into an environment where everybody can purchase it in a transparent process to guarantee to get you the best price within this market, within a fixed time scale to complete, and we won't charge you any fees to sell it. How many clients wouldn't be interested in that?
What, and you really do sell posh properties?
Yeah, absolutely.
What, every, even what about bog standard Victorian terraced houses or would-be semis?
Bread and butter, that is.
You know. Really?
Yep, absolutely.
And you said you do 40 auctions
yep.
a year?
We've got 40 live auctions
that's
a
one,
year.
That's one a month, excluding holidays.
Yep. We've got...
And how many lots per, on average, ballpark?
Last year, if we look at the Birmingham auction coming up, I think we've got about 70 lots going
wow.
into the live auction. But at all stages, we've got, you know... Well, over...
And what sort of percentage of properties that go to auction will actually hammer down, exchange and complete?
Yeah. Last year we did we raised £215 million worth of income and we completed on 80% of the sales.
Excellent.
And that's the critical thing with it, because like I said earlier on, it's less to do with the property, it's more to do with the client. If the client is motivated and wants to sell the property, we can deal with it. However, if their price is overinflated and maybe a little ambitious with what they're looking at achieving and not really looking at selling it quickly, it's probably not right for us.
How do you judge whether it's the right sort of property, or do you leave that in the hands of the estate agent?
Well, we work really closely with the estate agent because they know the market. They are the, to use somebody else's terms, the local property expert.
Hey.
Because they work within that market. They know what's going on, etc. So we rely on those. And I always relate it to a row of bungalows. If we've got 10 bungalows on the streets and 9 of them have sold at £100,000, and then the 10th one comes to the market, but it's the one on the corner, a desktop valuation would say that that's worth £100,000. But the one on the corner will have a corner plot, probably a garage at the side, it's going to be bigger, etc. So in reality, it's probably going to be 115. So that's why it's critical that we have this really good relationship with our agents, that we know what's going on, so we can give the client the best advice from two people.
I'm with you. What's the fourth?
The fourth one is too fast.
You bang the hammer down, it's exchange and a few weeks later it's completed.
Yeah, I
it's
mean
not very it, good for chains, is it?
it can work fantastically well for chains.
Really?
But it's timing it correctly. Where we've seen a huge growth in business over the past 18 months is actually in fall throughs. Because fall throughs are on the increase as well.
Yeah.
Because when a fall through has happened, it may have been on the market at, let's say, £250,000, they may have accepted £230,000. There's the reserve price straight away. All we would do is then start marketing at probably £210,000. So it appears that that property has had a £40,000 reduction. It hasn't. It's just going up to that price instead of back down to the price. So again, get those click through rates going. But what it does.
And set the reserve
at where they sold it before. So they're not losing out on anything whatsoever. But what it does, it gets that real impetus to get things back on track.
And if the property doesn't get to the reserve, is there any cost to the estate agent or the client?
Yeah.
So it's a win-win situation,
isn't it? Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
It
really works well because it gets them back on track. And usually, as we know, it takes 13 to 16 weeks for them to go through. A fall through will generally happen between week 8 and week 9.
Yes.
And if you can get that back on track, it just enables the whole of the chain to come back in as well. So you're not just losing out on one sale. You potentially could, you know, keep all the other sales there as well.
What's the fifth one then?
The fifth one, again, it's a really, really big myth. That you can't purchase an auction property with a mortgage. Absolutely not true. All auction properties will have what's called a legal pack, an auction pack, where it will have all the information that she's required in there. It'll have title deeds, fixtures and fittings lists, even has local searches and drainage searches. So it allows a purchaser to make an informed decision prior to going on. And what we do with all those people that we're finding out that purchasing with a mortgage or any form of lending really, is we advise them to get everything done at the front end. Because this is the way to do it, because it's the speed and it's the security, because selling via private treaty at the back end is what takes all the time, because yes. once they've had the sale, then they'd instruct their surveyor, then they'd instruct the mortgage company, who'd instruct a surveyor, blah, 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 etc. And that's the thing that takes the time. We just say to everybody to get it done up front. That way, the lender will find out exactly what they'll lend on it, and it goes through a lot quicker.
What, and banks and building societies are happy to lend on these? As long as you've got the AIP involved? And
yeah, absolutely, yeah. Because it's all done up front. So they'll send out their valuer, and then they will say what we will lend on it, so the client knows what they can bid up to. So it is the best way of doing it, so all parties involved are fully informed of the process.
Jason, thank you very much. In the next video, I'd like to talk about the four different types of auction. Is that all right?
No problem.
Cheers.